It is time for Wayne's 4x2. Entertainment junkies rejoice because we are back. 2SCR's entertainment wizard, Wayne Massingham, is here and he's got you covered with his reviews of the latest and greatest in film and music and TV shows. It's Wayne's 4x2. Four reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, good morning.
Morning, Cameron. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Wayne. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Just saying off air, looking forward to the weekend, getting out there and enjoying Sydney. Yes, especially as the weather is so good right now, which is a nice change.
Got any plans?
Not too much. I actually think this might be a weekend where I'm not seeing any films. I know Black Panther opens today and it's basically gobbling up every single screen, but I'm not really a Marvel fan, so this might be a weekend where I actually don't get to the cinema. So just a weekend of relaxing, I think, is always good.
Fair enough. Well, let's get stuck into it, Wayne. What have you got for us? What's your first recommendation?
Okay, well, last week I spoke about The Bear, which I said entered the discussion for one of the best shows of TV. Well, this show definitely is in that discussion. It's right at the top of the tree, and that is Better Call Saul. If you're not familiar with this, I'd really, really recommend you do. If you are, this is the prequel to the great, great show Breaking Bad. And it takes one of the main characters out of that show, Saul Goodman, who I guess is a bit of a shonky lawyer for Walter White and various other underworld figures. And it basically tells his story. And this is six seasons in total. And the final season just ended this year. Six seasons, 63 episodes. And the final season was 13 in total. And just absolutely love this show. The absolute attention to detail in storytelling, the way it really slowly builds the characters, you really care about the characters. It takes Saul Goodman's story back to when he was just known as Jimmy McGill, a young lawyer trying to make his way in Albuquerque, and then going through various stages. You see where he starts doing little schemes to get ahead and where the Saul Goodman character came into being. And it really charts his progress really beautifully. It does a full arc. It takes it from that beginning and then sort of skips over the Breaking Bad universe and ends with his story after the Breaking Bad story ends. Really, really just great show. Great acting, fantastic cinematography in New Mexico. Bob Odenkirk, who actually unfortunately had a heart attack while this started filming, but made a full recovery, thankfully for him and for us, is wonderful as Saul, and really huge praise to Ray Seahorn, who plays Kim Wexler, who's a fellow lawyer who becomes his wife. She's outstanding. And there's also Breaking Bad regulars that show up in this, like Jonathan Banks and Giancarlo Esposito. So I guess if you haven't seen Breaking Bad, you could watch this on its own. But I'd sort of suggest, you know, try and get into both. And I guess if you haven't seen this show at all, then really just have to start from the start. But definitely worth it. It's just superior TV.
Yeah, Breaking Bad is one of those shows that I've known about for a while. It never really could get into. And the same thing now with Better Call Saul. So I really should get onto it because it looks like really interesting
show. Yeah, I mean, everyone has different tastes. Yeah, to me, it's just it's like perfect TV. But so I guess if you really like something, it's hard to understand if someone doesn't, but that's why we're all different and have different tastes. But yeah, and it's quite slow, I'd say, like a lot of people sort of sometimes. But I really love slow TV that really takes time to develop the characters. So anyway, if you're into that sort of thing, this really highly recommend this show.
Good stuff. What's your second recommendation, Wayne?
Well, I did see a film last week and absolutely loved it. It'll one of my favourite films of the year, and that's Armageddon Time. But no, it's not a end-of-the-world show. It's about growing up in Queens, New York in 1980, and it's written and directed by James Gray, who has made films like The Yards and Little Odessa. And he sort of returns truly to his roots. It's incredibly autobiographical and personal. It's very much based on him growing up in a Jewish family in Queens. In this show, it focuses on young Paul, who's in high school, and his friend Johnny, and Paul's parents, and his grandfather, who plays a pivotal role in his life. And it's basically just, I guess, coming to terms with finding your dreams. Paul wants to be an artist. He's pretty much bored with school. He's actually quite a brat in school. And it also deals with class struggles and how some people get better advantages, trying to get ahead in life. One of his friends, best friend, is a young black kid who's from a much poorer background, and how that's Johnny, how he has to sort of, doesn't have any of the privileges that Paul does. Also, it, as I said, deals with racial prejudice, class distinction, and it's just really beautifully shot, very soft focus and really grainy sort of cinematography that really makes you feel like you're back in 1980. Outstanding writing and acting. Anne Hathaway and Jeremy Strong play his parents, and they're wonderful. And the absolute iconic Anthony Hopkins plays his grandfather, and he's superb. So I really love this film. It's just a really intelligent, well-made adult drama. And as I mentioned before with Black Panther, and I'm not really a superhero fan, but I just find it a bit of a shame that these sort of films, they barely get a look in. It's not on many screens in Sydney, and it'll probably disappear fairly soon, which I think's a bit of a shame because it's a wonderful film. So if you really crave really strongly written, well-acted adult drama, Armageddon Time is out now.
That sounds really good, Wayne. I may actually check that out because, you know, I've been looking for a good new movie to sink my teeth into, so that sounds really good. What's your third recommendation?
Definitely get into that one. Okay, well, let's go with another TV show. And not a genre I'm really into. I guess you could call it the fantasy genre. But this show had really good reviews, so I thought I'd give it a crack. I really, really enjoyed it. It's called The Sandman. This is a fantasy drama based on comic books from Neil Gaiman, who I've never read any of that. I'm aware of his name as a big name in the comic book genre, but I've never really read any of his stuff. But this is a really interesting 10-part series on Netflix. And it's fantasy. It deals with Morpheus, or the Sandman, who's the personification of dreams. And he rules the dream world. And the story starts in 1916, where he's captured by an occult. And he's in jail for 100 years. And in that time, a lot of people die through sleeping sickness. A lot of people have their lives turned upside down because their dreams are out of control. So eventually he escapes. And I guess his goal is to restore the world that he lives in, that he commands, the world of dreams. So this is a really, really imaginative show. And I think what won me over is it's just really strong storytelling. Even though there are some really wonderful effects, I believe each episode cost $15 million to make. But the heart of the show are the characters and the stories. And it's set over different nations and different time periods, but they're really involving. And I was sort of captivated by the display. Tom Sturridge, English actor, is really great as Morpheus, the Sandman. And there's really other great English actors like David Thewlis, and Gwendolyn Christie are in it as well. So really enjoyed this. Even if you're not into fantasy drama, which I'm essentially not, this one won me over just because it's really strong storytelling. So it's The Sandman, and that's on Netflix. And they've renewed it for a second season. So if you do enjoy it, you've got something to look forward to in the next year or so.
Sandman's really great. I watched that as soon as it came out because I have read the comic series by Neil Gaiman, and it's really good. It's actually a really, really good adaptation, so it's very faithful to the original material.
Okay. That's always a key because a lot of these things have, you know, huge fan bases, and it's like, okay, well, does it do it justice? I guess happened with Game of Thrones, which I was never read any George Martin, but apparently, yeah, that's fairly to a point when the books. It goes with it. So yeah, I'm glad to hear that the Sandman lived up to the original comic books.
Yeah. I was very happy with it. Let's wrap it up. Wayne, what's your last recommendation?
Okay, well, let's go with a really beautiful new album. Came out probably a couple of weeks ago, and this is the debut album from Planes, and it's called I Walk With You A Ways. Now, Planes is a sort of mini country supergroup. It's two really great artists, Katie Crutchfield. You might know her best as Waxahachie, one of my favourite artists the last decade, just a really, really great, intelligent, wonderful singer. And she's teamed up with Jess Williamson who also sort of works in that indie country sort of world. And they've come together as Planes with this album. It's out now on Anti Records. It's produced by Brad Cook, who produced St. Cloud, Waxahachie's last album. Brad also plays on it, along with his brother Phil. So I guess you could say this is like a half back to 90s country sound, the Lucinda Williams sound. It's sort of old school country pop. I really like some forms of country. If it's in that sort of vein, Lucinda Williams sort of vein, and this definitely is. It's a really graceful album, really warm. Both of Jess and Katie trade lead vocals on various songs. There's really great harmonising going on here. So if you're definitely a fan of Katie and Waxahachie, you'll love this. I think it's more Veers on the countryside, but I think Jess and Katie sort of grew up with that sound, and it's something they wanted to go into. Katie's from Alabama. Jess is from Texas. So it's got that really authentic southern country sound with good indie pop elements. So I Walk With You Always by Planes. I think if you're into that sound, definitely recommend giving this one a go.
That sounds great. And we have a song to play us out with, Wayne. Do you want to give us a little introduction to that?
Yeah. Well, this is the first song that was released from the album. It's track two. It's called Problem With It. A Problem With That. Really wonderful song. This is probably the obvious single, I guess, from the album. Just encapsulates what I've been talking about. I reckon if you're into Lucinda Williams and that sort of sound, I think you'd really like this. It's just a really hooky song. It's one of those songs that I won't tire of. It's just got a really great melody. So, this is Planes and Problem With That.
That's it. Thanks, Wayne. That was a really great chat. Looking forward to having a chat next week. Have a good one.
Sounds good, Cameron. See you later. Bye.
All right. That was Wayne's 4x2 for another week. If you want to have a listen to anything else by Wayne, just search Wayne's 4x2 on the 2SER website.